Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, talking today with Eric Reed, Assistant Superintendent at Manhattan Ogden Schools, and School Board Member Brandy Santos, meeting tonight at 5:30, the work session, and then the regular business meeting follows that at 6:30. We have rejoined with Brandy, and she's got some announcements here from Michelle Jones that she's going to read.
Absolutely. So this week we have Group A went to school yesterday and Monday. Group B is going to be in class today and tomorrow. There will be no school on Friday as it's the end of the first quarter and we're having a teacher work week. Next week, it looks like the middle and the high school will remain normal, but the elementary schools for Group A will be on Monday. Group B will be on Tuesday. There will be remote learning on Wednesday. And for the elementary, there will be no school on Thursday and Friday due to conferences, parent-teacher conferences. So it is untraditional as this year has been. We're taking steps to move forward. We're already at conference time. So there's an early reminder for Thanksgiving week that's coming up, in the not too distant future. There will be school on Monday, November 23rd and Tuesday, November 24th for all USD 383 students. That is a change from the previous calendar. So we need everyone to make note of that. And if you haven't checked your resources, there are resources on our Learning Through COVID web pages. All you have to do is simply click on the web banner to access the pages, access Canvas and Technology Help, resources, at-home learning extensions for elementary students. So if you have questions, if you're looking for some answers, that is a very good resource to go to.
All right. Yeah, it's probably a little confusing at some points for parents here when we have days off in the week. I know the Friday and then Monday last week for Columbus Day. Is that a challenge communicating that here to parents this semester?
Well, I do think people are paying a little more attention to things like that. But our October schedule for conference week and end of 9 weeks is usually kind of messed up anyway. So we didn't have a lot of 4 or 5 day weeks, especially on the elementary because of how we do the conferences. So yeah, we're just trying to communicate that out every time we can and try to keep the A and B groups balanced too.
All right. Very good. As far as the business meeting here tonight, what do we have on schedule? Obviously we've talked a lot about reopening, but what's coming up on the business portion of the meeting tonight?
Well, we've got some MacBook iPad replacements, and that's normal replacements. We've got a hotspot and home internet access. We've been using the Gadget, and T-Mobile put a plan together to create more connections for at-risk families that we're going to shift forward. So we've got that proposal to bring forward. We have some construction with a guaranteed maximum price for Frank V. Bergman Elementary School for the second part of that project, some furniture purchases, middle school football goalposts, and a mower purchase, and our E-rate consulting services. So we've got several things on the agenda tonight.
All right.
We'll get another update from Trish on all the different projects as well across the district. So that's very, always exciting and good.
Very good. We have a caller here with a question or a comment. So let's get to them. Good morning. You're on In Focus. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
Yes, thank you for your concern about the well-being of the students and their learning capabilities. You know, it's like a bell curve. On one end, you have a few people who can't function in a brick-and-mortar school, and in the middle of the bell curve, you have most people that can function in either a non-traditional or a brick-and-mortar. And the other end, the far end of the bell curve, you have the people that actually require a non-traditional school. I myself couldn't deal with the brick and mortar and went to the Votech end of the training, and my son couldn't deal with the conventional brick and mortar school, and we put him in another part of the state in a Catholic high school. It cost us thousands of dollars, but the family was able to provide that type of education that he was successful in. And then we come to the grandchild who could not function here in town in a brick and mortar. And luckily, 15 years ago, you people had an online non-traditional classrooms that he functioned very well in. And I think you need to consider that there are going to be people at each end of the bell curve that are not going to be able to function in either the brick and mortar or the non-traditional online schooling. But I think the more critical point is the children bringing home the disease of the day to threaten the family's well-being. Thank you so much for your consideration.
Thank you.
Appreciate that, Ned. I think that's those points are becoming more and more visible to more and more people.
Yep, absolutely. Well, it's good to see that there will be obviously the discussion on that, but the construction updates are always kind of fascinating to me because you got a lot of projects going on, and that's also going to require, obviously, with Oliver Brown opening next year, redistricting. Where are we at in that process?
We're getting close to be able to have public meetings that show some boundaries and allow people to comment. I believe we're coming up within a couple weeks, so we'll probably... I'll be working on getting some of those dates out for people. Now, how to do that in a COVID environment is definitely posing us a challenge, but I think we're gonna try to have a live presentation, but we're also gonna videotape that and allow for some online comment. Information sourcing is what they're telling me it is, for people to put comments and review other people's comments on the boundaries. So yeah, stay tuned, because more information is going to come out on that very quickly.
Okay, very good. Anything else here? Brandy, did you have any other things you wanted to make sure you get across?
You know, I just want to say, every time we come to a board meeting, we're all really dedicated to doing what's best in the interest of not just our schools, our students, our teachers, and the public. Everyone is affected by all of the decisions we make. And as a board, we've had some really good opportunities to understand the impact of what we're looking for versus how it has to be done. And I really do want to give a shout out and an appreciation to all of the administration for everything they have done, because they have been tasked with the impossible. And, you know, no matter what transpires this evening and what the outcome is, just know that everyone is working diligently and they are putting in, and I have seen it week after week after week. There's one person that I always look at in the audience and I see her, I see the stress on her face. Because she feels all of that pressure to get these things done. And I won't call her out by name, but how much I truly appreciate what she has done for our district and for our children and our teachers. It is an impossible task, and we just ask for your patience, because this isn't over, and hopefully we can have some consistency, because it's not easy for anyone, but they can relieve some of the pressure in getting things done. So I just want everyone to know that we are working very hard. We are, and our administration and our teachers are as well. And they're doing the very best. And I've never seen people be so resilient in my entire life.
Yeah, kudos to everybody that's working hard behind the scenes, and kudos to the school board, you know, from on behalf of the community. I know you guys are working hard and trying to make the best decision for the kids and the teachers and the whole community, really. So we'll see what comes to fruition tonight, and thank you guys for being here today.
Thank you, Brandon.
Always a pleasure. We'll talk again real soon. Again, that's Eric Reed and Brandy Santos, USD 3-3 Manhattan Ogden Schools. We'll talk with some Fort Riley officials next here on InFocus.